StormLakeRadio.com. Chris Bachman joined now by Storm Lake boys soccer coach Ben Shakirky, whose team will play Thursday in the first round of the 2A state tournament. Coach, before we even talk about state tournament, congratulations on an unbelievable record regular season and this opportunity to put yourself in the state tournament. Congratulations.
Thanks, Chris.
My goodness, what a year it's been. An awesome record of 17-1, 96 goals, second most in the state. This has been a high-octane offense, and tell me about this Storm Lake boys soccer team.
Like you said, we're an awesome offense, we're an awesome midfield, and we're an awesome defense. We got a great goalie. So we got the total package this year, a lot of depth on the bench, so a lot of guys that I can sub in and sub out, and we're still a strong team, so that says a lot for the boys.
Now, tell me about the depth of this team now. Maybe some of the starters, and go through some of the names of the kids that have been working hard for you day in and day out this year.
There's not a one that hasn't been. They've all been putting out the extra effort. Dario's been phenomenal. He's made the top 11 in the state of Iowa. He just got selected for that this week. Kevin Duque has been awesome. Jose Martinez is a freshman. He's been great. Getting some goals in. Gerardo Arziles. Efrain's been great. Juan Macias, a new addition this year, and he's been awesome. Lamar Mulgate switched from track to soccer, and he's been phenomenal. That guy can run up and down the field all day. OJ Nunez has been in the goal for us, along with Adrian Zavala. They've done a great job. Roberto's doing great on defense. I mean, we're just stacked.
It's got to be a good feeling. I'm hearing confidence oozing from your voice heading into Thursday state tournament. Would you say you guys are a very confident group?
Yeah, we're a calm but confident group. We know what we're capable of. We've shown that this season. We went into that Sioux City tournament this year, and I think we made a name for ourselves, got some exposure against some tough teams. And just even with the postseason, we did really well, and I see that continuing.
Yeah, what was that? Late April, I think you went over to Sioux City. The only loss was to West. You saw Heelan over there. I mean, that was a good day.
Yeah, it really was. We had those two games. We actually had three games that day. That last game, the boys came to me and they were like, "Coach, we don't know if we can do that third one." And I said, "We're here, boys. We're going to do it." And they were all for it. And we went ahead. It was unfortunate we had the loss, but it was still worth the experience.
Back up now for a moment. You said something about Dario being in the top 11. What type of award or what type of honor is this? Let's hear more on that.
It's a huge honor. Out of the hundreds of teams in the state of Iowa, he was chosen as one of the top 11 soccer players in the state. He'll have awards at a banquet or be recognized at a banquet down on the 18th in Des Moines. Just be recognized for his accomplishments.
And talk about his style of play, because he and Kevin Duque have been quite the 1-2 punch. I mean, they lead you statistically in the offense, but what makes those two so special?
It's those guys, but also what the guys are all what they're capable of doing. But yeah, just Kevin's on the outside and Dario is in the middle. The ball tends to get Dario, and Dario can lay off to whomever, but if it's to Kevin, Kevin could do some damage. The stats speak for themselves.
Coach, you're in your eighth year now. Of course, 3 years ago you were runner-up, lost a close state championship match. What have you seen in the progression of boys soccer at Storm Lake High School during your tenure?
I just seen the commitment of the boys. We had a decent start. I know it's my first year. We had a losing season. It's been winning seasons ever since then. I don't know what the real turn was. But just we've won in more games. The guys have they've been around. I think the behaviors have been better. Just good groups of guys. And also I'd say a lot with the youth programs. I know Scully and Berglund have put together some great teams and I've been benefiting from those groups. Pat Fisher's work with community programs. So I'm getting a lot of great players.
Talking about Dale Scully and Dan Berglund, of course, and the late Pat Fisher, it is a teamwork effort. And what's it been like in the school now? I'm sure that's got to be a lot of fun for you. I'm sure it's kind of the talk of the school, too.
Yeah, a lot of the younger guys are really into it, which is great. I mean, that just means that we're going to have another stronger program for the years down the road.
Yeah, young kids look up to those big kids. And, of course, let's talk about the team now that you face Thursday. Adel DeSoto Minburn, a scouting report from you, Coach.
Strong attacking team. I heard their midfields and forwards are pretty talented. So, which is fine. We bring a lot of talent in our attacking half, but also in our defensive half. There's not really a weak point on our team. And hopefully they're weak defensively and we can capitalize on it.
Coach, getting back to your postseason run now for a moment, what was it like playing at BVU? That had to be awfully fun.
Oh, that was really great. I'm very happy with the opportunity that BVU gave us and Ty, our AD, Ty Seaman, for allowing us to get to the opportunity to do that. It was great. It was a great field, wide, which is great for our boys. They're great with space. They can move the ball in really well. If you haven't seen these kids play, they're pretty incredible.
What have you heard from the community now? Community response to this season as we head into the state tournament?
As we get closer to state, we get more of a following. If anyone's checked out YouTube, one of my managers, Sammy Damonhauer, put together a neat little video leading up through substate and where we're at now. It's phenomenal. If you haven't checked that out, go to YouTube and look that up. We just tend to get a following later on, and I think that it's a good response from the community, and hopefully we get some good following down in state.
Let's hope so. Ben Shikirky, thank you so much for your time, and we'll look forward to seeing you and the boys Thursday for that big matchup with ADM, and best of luck.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Coach Shikirky joining us here online at stormlakeradio.com.